At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bill, you had asked me yesterday if Tripp was going to be working at Computer Hardware. The answer is no. He was at the football game yesterday.
Tripp
was not.
What happens? What do we do if we have a problem?
I don't know. I guess you got to wait till he's back. Or maybe rely on the help he has there, hopefully.
He has incredible help, Jake.
He has
no problems.
70-0 in Lincoln, also Kearney, Hastings, and GI. Go see Tripp and the team. 45 years in business at Computer Hardware. They've been around for a long time. They'll be around for way longer as well, Computer Hardware. It is time for one of our favorite segments of the entire week of the year, FSPs. If you're new to the show, that means Field Storming Possibilities. And, Bill, you have a couple games lined up you think could potentially
be FSPs. One of our
favorites. Oh, I love FSPs. What do you have today?
Can I cut in on something real
Though, yeah.
Just because from a breaker, Bud Seinhorst had shot a text to us.
Okay.
And you saw it that.
I did.
He just texted me. How do you keep a straight face when referring to someone as Beef Taco? So we're talking on air, and it's like, Well, Beef Taco has a question. And it's just, we don't
It's part of the show,
don't use their names. We use their call names. And that is really, when you get a chance to meet, and they say to you, I have no idea what Beef Taco's name is. All he said to us on Wednesday night, hi, I'm Beef Taco.
That's all he said.
Hi, I'm Blitzkrieg. It's incredible. I appreciate those breakers so much for those fun things. And thank you for Bud Seinhorst. He runs Lincoln and is very important to Lincoln. Yes, very big thing. So thank you for Bud for doing that. Tonight, Auburn at Baylor, 100% field storming possibility. Matter of fact, it would take a lot. It'd have to be one of those games where if Baylor wins, maybe they're up by big points. Something that could happen. This is going to go down. Now, it's frustrating right now because of the massive, they've talked about, you saw what was it? Oh, what school was it? Arkansas that said they could storm the field after a 3-minute wait, these different things. So,
okay.
But field storming will still happen. And if field storming goes completely away, I won't be happy. Not going to lie to you. I like field storming. When you see, just take a look at what it looked like when Tennessee beat Alabama a couple years ago at Tennessee.
Oh, it was such a scene.
It was just
that was awesome.
I mean, and guess what?
That was so cool.
So they talk about how we can't have field storming. And guess what? Pictures are up everywhere around their complex. That picture.
Yep.
So it's really cool
stuff.
Forever. Now, this might have to have a little bit of a dicey ending to it, but tonight also, Georgia Tech, Colorado.
Okay.
Could happen. It could happen at Colorado. It would have to be like an epic ending of some sort, an overtime play, something happens where, but they will be juiced up. The fans will be ready to go, and it's a good student section. And also, here's what you have to look at, and Baylor is good at this. Colorado is an extreme. I think I need to study this and talk about this more, Jake. What fields are allowable? Some people you have to jump down. And it's like a drop off. You'll see people jumping, and it's like, man, it's like a 10-foot drop. We have to go over a hedge. Remember, was it last year in South Carolina? Someone got lost in the hedge.
I think that's right.
So
yeah,
it's
forgot
just,
about that.
So Colorado, they're right there. Iowa would be an easy field storming possibility because it's so easy to get to. I know what you're going to say, act like you've been there. Don't think that couldn't happen at Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Don't think it couldn't happen.
Game.
Especially if it's some sort of interesting ending like that. Again, a play where it comes down to the last play of the game. They hit a field goal to win or whatever it is, that could happen. An odd one here that doesn't, you know, people won't resonate much with. Mississippi State out of the SEC going to Southern Miss. That's big. You're in the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State, they're SEC at Southern Miss. That's going to be extremely interesting. And Southern Miss, 99% think I've got this now, is that the coach came from Marshall and brought his whole team with him. Very much Indiana. So this is going to be very interesting. Bama at Florida State, be shot. If Florida State wins in any fashion, it's FSP. It's going to happen. So that was one for going to happen to This one would be one that could be one you just go, I can't believe what I'm watching. LSU at Clemson. LSU at Clemson is one of those moments you go, how does this happen? Which gets me back to, again, how cool that none of these games are what? They're not neutral site games. The neutral site game, get rid of them. Play these things home and home. It's awesome. Notre Dame at Miami. I don't see Miami ever as a field-storming type of environment, Jake. I just don't see it. A little bit more of a pro town, and you don't storm in the NFL.
No.
But Notre Dame, Miami, there is deep roots there of what in past there. And so I think that will be very interesting like that. So there are several possibilities. Generally what happens is we've always had what we always put down. They usually happen every and there's always a strange one, though. Where all of a sudden you're going to go, didn't see this one. Didn't see this one happening. And it's just fun to see the fan bases. We went no one hurt. We went no injuries.
Absolutely.
Went no buffoonery.
Just fun.
No idea.
Just fun.
And I will say this. Arkansas, it was Arkansas, right? With the 3-minute wait.
I think you're right in that, Bill.
Please, if it comes down to that, don't storm. Don't do the 3-minute
wait. It's
all
about immediacy. No, it's about right away.
The whole idea of the field storming is that it's just and everyone's like ready to go. There's like 10 seconds left, and it's just mayhem and ready to go. So, yeah. What I'm concerned about, like in Arkansas, let's say they are going to. So, all of a sudden, the crowd starts to push towards the field, and people are just getting smashed. And because that happened at the University of Wisconsin back in the 90s. There was a horrific time, and no one died, luckily. But 8 people stopped breathing.
Wow.
Because they got pushed up against like a chain link fence, and they were pushing when Wisconsin beat Michigan at home. In the chain link fence snapped, and so imagine the rush of people, and no one knows what's going on down below them, and it was horrific, and that's why they always say when they start to storm, don't stop them, because if you stop them, they get overrun, and so we don't want injuries.
Nope.
So, but there's a possibility of some things happening, that's for sure.
We love FSPs. We hope to see at least one every single week. Bill, there's the ones you get. It's like 6 or 7 options there. So
got some options.
We got to have one of them, please. That's FSP, sponsored by Kayser Blasting and Coatings. Go to Jace and the team. Call them at 402-421-3559 or go to KayserBlasting.com for a quote today. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with the spillover next on Early Break on the Ticket.